SBS Radio.
One of the great appeals of sport is that, at its core, it's romantic. It allows participants and fans alike to hope and dream for the seemingly impossible, no matter how bad things may seem at times. And if you're a Melbourne Demons fan, things have indeed been pretty bad at times in the last decade or so. There were three bottom place finishes. A colossal defeat by 186 points against Geelong one day in 2011, and even an official investigation at one stage as to whether the club was deliberately losing games to get more picks in the AFL draft. But now, the Demons are back, and in the final four of this year's AFL competition. Appropriately, they've eliminated Hawthorn, the glamour club of recent years in the competition, to book their spot in the preliminary finals. The 104 points to 71 win means they'll play the West Coast Eagles in Perth next Saturday, and if they win that, they're in their first grand final in 18 years. Melbourne's fans are sometimes lampooned as wealthy snobs who'd rather be off visiting the Victorian snowfields than at the club's games. But Demons coach Simon Goodwin says support from the stands was instrumental in getting the team to their present heights.
Well, look, I certainly think we're in the midst of our supporters really getting in behind our footy team and giving us great belief and inspiring us to new heights. You know, you can see the joy that our supporters are getting from this journey. And they do, they inspire us. You know, they're like another player out there. So, now, we want to get them all over to Perth if we can.
Either West Coast or Melbourne will take one spot in Saturday week's grand final. The other will be taken by the winner of Friday night's game at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. In that contest, defending champions Richmond will be pitted against the country's most loved, or loathed, depending on your point of view, team Collingwood. Collingwood winning their way through to that match with a 69 points to 59 victory over Greater Western Sydney. In rugby league, week two of the National Rugby League final series saw fans treated to two games that were as close as you can get. Both contests were decided by a one-point margin. In the first one, a field goal in the last 8 minutes by Cronulla's Chad Townsend gave them a 21 points to 20 win over Penrith. But compared to the next game, that match was decided downright early. South Sydney kicked three field goals, including one in the last 30 seconds of play, to defeat St George Illawarra 13 points to 12. The Rabbitohs getting their opportunity at the game-winning kick when St George Illawarra bizarrely tried to run the ball from inside their own half of the field rather than kick it to conclude their own final possession. That gave South Sydney good field position, and halfback Adam Reynolds took advantage by making the winning dropkick. South Sydney coach Anthony Seibold says the team prepares for such dramatic situations, and that preparation paid handsome dividends.
Wasn't nervous, so to speak. You know, we put the guys in scenarios and situations like that, you know, throughout the year of training, and giving them opportunities to learn in those situations. So I was pretty confident and comfortable that if we got an opportunity, we'd be able to nail it.
It was the conclusion of a difficult week for South Sydney, where several players from the team were accused of exposing themselves to a young woman during an online chat session. The team will now play arch rivals the Sydney Roosters on Saturday, with the winner getting a spot in the grand final. Cronulla will play the Melbourne Storm in Melbourne on Friday night for the other spot in the grand final. The Cronulla versus Melbourne matchup is a rematch of the actual grand final of 2016, which Cronulla won to claim their first and only championship. In rugby union, it doesn't look like Australia will be winning any championships anytime soon. 1 week after a victory over South Africa, Australia has crashed to an embarrassing 23 points to 19 defeat to Argentina in their rugby championship match on the Gold Coast. It's Argentina's first win over Australia in Australia since 1983. The result amplified already prominent calls for Australian coach Michael Checker to be replaced, but Checker says the team just has to keep trying to improve heading into the last two matches of the rugby championship, away games in South Africa and Argentina.
Mate, no matter what, we need to be able to understand what's working for us, what's not working for us, change a thing and change the things that aren't working. Keep the things that are and make sure we change the things that aren't working so that we can, you know, get some wins on the board when we get on the road now.
The unpleasant result had an even more unpleasant sidelight when Australian forward Lukan Tui got into an altercation with an abusive member of the crowd after the game. Tui's sister was apparently knocked over in the incident. Tui's stepfather died 3 days before the match. The player has told teammates he now wants to take the rest of the year off. And in football, Chelsea and Liverpool are both 5 wins from 5 matches in the English Premier League after winning their respective matches this past weekend. Liverpool beat Tottenham 2-1, whilst 3 goals from Frenchman Eden Hazard aided Chelsea in their 4-1 victory over Cardiff. In need of a victory too was Manchester United, as they try to recover after a slow start to the season. A 2-1 win away to previously undefeated Watford, easing the pressure on United's manager Jose Mourinho. Mourinho, not always a happy man at press conferences in recent times, was happier at this one. He says his only displeasure is that United didn't make sure of this victory earlier in the game.
I am very happy with the points. I'm very happy with the spirit. I am very happy with something that represents for me the spirit of the team, which is Lukaku sliding tackle after 50 meters running back to help the team. But I feel a bit frustrated because we had everything in the first half to kill the game.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.